For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
My friends, I want you to understand, deep down, that no matter what you are facing right now, no matter how impossible it may seem, God will open doors for you. Doors that seem shut forever. Doors that you never thought could open. And I'm not just talking about the little doors. I'm talking about the big doors. The doors that change everything in your life. Some of you might feel stuck in your situation. Maybe it's been months or even years, and you've been waiting for a breakthrough. You feel like you're hitting a wall and you're tired of knocking on doors that don't seem to open. But I want to remind you that when God steps in, when He decides it's time, no obstacle is too great, no door is too strong to remain closed. You see, there are doors in your life that only God can open. And when He opens them, no person, no situation, no challenge can shut them. It doesn't matter how long you've been waiting or how difficult the path has been. The power of God is greater than any difficulty you face. You might think the door is locked, but with God, nothing is impossible. God sees things we can't. He knows the future we can't see. And He's working in ways that we don't always understand. Maybe right now it feels like nothing is happening, but God is preparing something for you. He's setting things up, and when the time is right, He's going to open a door in your life that will lead you to a new level of blessings, a new level of joy. Now I know it's hard to be patient when we're waiting for something big to happen. It's human to feel anxious and wonder why things aren't changing as quickly as we'd like. But let me tell you something. God's timing is perfect. You might feel like you're waiting forever. But God never makes mistakes. He knows the exact moment that door will open. And when it does, you'll see why you had to wait. When we trust God, when we put our faith in Him and stop trying to control everything ourselves, that's when miracles happen. That's when the doors that seemed impossible to open will suddenly swing wide. It might be a door for a new job, a better relationship, financial breakthroughs, or healing that you've been praying for. Whatever it is, God knows exactly what you need. And when you feel like giving up, that's when you need to hold on the most. Just because the door hasn't opened yet doesn't mean it won't. God doesn't forget His promises to you. If He has placed a desire in your heart, if He has given you a vision for your life, believe that He will bring it to pass. I want you to remember two verses today. The first is from Revelation 3:8, which says, "I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it." That's a promise, my friends. When God opens a door, no power on earth can close it. That door is for you, and nothing can stand in the way. The second verse is from Matthew 7:7, where it says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you." This reminds us that we have to ask. We have to keep knocking, and the door will open. Don't lose hope. Don't give up. Keep trusting in God, and keep believing that your miracle is on its way. beloved. I want you to feel encouraged today. Don't look at the size of the door. Look at the size of your God. He is bigger than any problem, any situation, or any challenge you face. If you keep your faith strong and continue to trust in Him, He will open doors that seemed impossible. And when He does, your life will never be the same again. Brothers and sisters, as we continue to talk about how God opens doors that seem impossible, I want to focus on something very important. Faith. Faith is what will carry you through those times when you feel like giving up. Faith is what will push you forward when fear tries to hold you back. You see, when you're waiting for that door to open, fear often creeps in. Fear of the unknown. Fear that maybe the door will never open. Fear that your prayers aren't being heard. And fear is powerful. It can make you question everything. Your decisions, your future, and even your faith in.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
God. But here's the truth. Faith is stronger than fear. Faith is what breaks through the doubts, the uncertainties, and the worries. Faith is what allows you to keep going, even when you can't see what's on the other side of that door. Fear whispers, "What if it never happens?" But faith boldly declares, "God will make it happen." Fear tells you to quit, but faith says, "Keep going. God's not done with you yet." It's human to have moments of fear. We all go through it, but you can't let fear control your heart. You can't let it make you forget who your God is. The same God who created the universe. The same God who created the universe. The same God who parted the seas. The same God who has carried you this far will open that door for you. Don't let fear make you forget His power. Don't let fear convince you that your situation is too hard for God to handle. The key to overcoming fear is feeding your faith. And how do you feed your faith? By staying close to God, by spending time in prayer, by listening to His voice, and by reminding yourself of His promises. Faith comes from knowing who God is and believing that He will do what He said He will do. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that God is faithful? Do you believe that He loves you and wants what's best for you? If the answer is yes, then you need to trust that He's going to open that door for you, even if you don't see any movement right now. Even if things seem silent, God is still working. Faith doesn't depend on what we see with our eyes. Faith is believing in what we can't see. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." In other words, faith is knowing that God is working, even when the door is still closed. Faith is being confident that God is setting the stage for something great in your life, even if it's taking time. Friends, I know waiting isn't easy. It can be one of the hardest things we go through, but remember, faith grows in the waiting. When everything happens immediately, we don't need to trust as much. But when there's a delay, when there's a season of waiting, that's when our faith is tested and strengthened. The waiting period is not wasted time. It's a time for growth, for building your character, and for preparing your heart for the blessings God has in store. You might be tempted to rush ahead to try and force doors open on your own, but I encourage you, don't do it. Let God open the door in His time. When we try to force things, we can end up in situations that aren't meant for us. We can end up walking through the wrong doors and missing the blessings that God had waiting for us. God's timing is always better than ours. He knows when we're ready, and He knows when the door is ready to be opened. Remember the verse I shared earlier from Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Trusting God means not relying on what we see or understand. It means believing that even when things don't make sense, God knows what He's doing. He has the master plan, and if we submit to Him, He will guide us to the right door at the right time. I want to share another powerful verse with you, Isaiah 41:10, which says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This is God's promise to you. He's telling you, do not fear. I am with you. He's reminding you that He is walking with you every step of the way, even as you wait for the door to open. He is your strength, your support, and your guide. You are not alone in this journey. So, my friends, as you wait for God to open that door, choose faith over fear. Trust that God is working on your behalf, even when you can't see it. Don't let fear rob you of the peace and joy that comes from knowing God is in control. Remember, He's the one who can make the impossible possible. He's the one who holds the keys to every door. And when you face moments of doubt, when fear tries to creep in, remind yourself of God's promises. Speak His truth over your situation. Say, God, I believe You are opening doors for me. I believe You are making a way where there seems to be no way. I trust in Your timing, and I know You will not fail me. My friends, sometimes the hardest part of this process is not the praying or the hoping, but the waiting. It's in the waiting that many of us begin to doubt. Many of us feel like giving up. We've knocked on the door. We've prayed. We've done everything we can, but the door remains closed. And that's when the enemy tries to sneak in with discouragement, whispering, maybe it's never going to happen. Maybe God has forgotten about you. But let me tell you something. God has not forgotten about you. He has heard every prayer. He has seen every tear, and He knows exactly what you need. Just because the door hasn't opened yet doesn't mean God isn't working. Sometimes, the greatest blessings come after the longest waits. This is where perseverance comes in. Perseverance means not giving up, no matter how long the wait is. Perseverance means holding on to God's promises, even when it feels like nothing is happening. Perseverance is that inner strength that says, I'm not quitting. I'm going to keep trusting. I'm going to keep believing. I'm going to keep hoping because I know my God is faithful. And this kind of perseverance isn't easy. It requires faith, determination, and a deep belief that God will come through for you. It's easy to trust God when the doors open quickly. It's easy to have faith when everything is going smoothly. But real faith is built in the waiting. Real faith is strengthened in those moments when we want to give up, but choose to keep going instead. Let me tell you something powerful. Every time you choose to persevere, you're growing stronger. Every time you say, I'm not giving up, your faith deepens. And every time you refuse to quit, you are stepping closer to the moment when God will open that door for you. You may not see it right now, but God is preparing something amazing behind that door, and your perseverance is part of the process. Now, let's talk about patience. Patience is trusting God's timing. Patience is saying, Lord, I trust you even when I don't understand the delay. I believe you know what's best for me, and I'm willing to wait for your perfect timing. Friends, God's timing is never late. It may not be our timing, but it's always perfect. And here's the truth. Sometimes we're not ready for the door to open yet. Sometimes God is working on us, preparing us for the blessing that's on the other side of that door. He's shaping our character. He's teaching us lessons. He's building our strength. And while we're focused on the destination, God is focused on our journey. He's more interested in who we are becoming than just getting us to the blessing. Think about it. If God gave us everything we wanted exactly when we wanted it, we wouldn't grow. We wouldn't learn patience. We wouldn't develop perseverance. And we wouldn't have the faith that is needed for the next level of blessings. Sometimes, the waiting is a gift. It's in the waiting that we learn to lean on God, to depend on Him, and to trust Him with everything. Now, I know some of you are thinking, but I've been waiting so long. I don't know how much more I can take. And I understand, because waiting is hard. It tests your patience, it tests your faith, and it can even test your joy. But let me encourage you with this. Your waiting is not in vain. God sees your perseverance, and He honors your patience. And when the time is right, He will open that door. And let me tell you, when He opens it, it will be bigger and better than anything you imagined. Isaiah 40:30:1 gives us this promise. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. What a powerful reminder. Waiting on God doesn't make us weaker. It renews our strength. It lifts us up, gives us endurance, and makes us stronger for the journey ahead. So if you are in a season of waiting right now, hold on to this truth. God is renewing your strength. He's preparing you to soar higher, to run longer, and to walk through that door with confidence and purpose. Remember, God's delays are not His denials. The door may not have opened yet, but that doesn't mean it's closed forever. It just means God is getting everything in place for your breakthrough. He's aligning things, moving pieces, and setting the stage for something far greater. Patience and perseverance are not just about enduring the wait. They are about growing in faith, trusting God more deeply, and preparing ourselves for what's coming. Because when God opens that door, you need to be ready to walk through it. You need to be ready to step into the blessing with confidence, knowing that God has been with you every step of the way. My friends, sometimes we pray for a small opportunity when God wants to give us a much greater one. Sometimes we're asking for just enough to get by. But God is planning to overflow our lives with blessings. We can be so focused on one door that we miss the fact that God is working on something far bigger. We might be looking at the door in front of us, but God is already planning to open a door we haven't even considered yet. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 3:20, now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Did you hear that? God is able to do more than you can ask for, more than you can even imagine. And here's the key part. It's not according to our strength or our ability. It's according to His power. God's power is unlimited. His resources are endless. He's not bound by the things that limit us. We might see obstacles, but God sees opportunities. We might see roadblocks, but God sees possibilities. Where we see a closed door, God sees a path to something even greater. Let me share something with you that might be a bit challenging to hear, but it's true. Sometimes God doesn't open the door you're asking for, because he has something better. Sometimes, the door you're praying for is not in line with his plan for your life, and he knows that if you walk through it, you won't experience the fullness of what he has for you. And I know that can be hard to understand because in our human minds, we think we know what's best. We think, God, if you would just give me this job, this opportunity, this relationship, then everything would be perfect. But God, in his infinite wisdom, knows what's truly best for us. He sees the bigger picture, and he's working all things together for your good. You might be praying for that promotion at work, but God is preparing you for a whole new career that will bless you beyond what you're asking for. You might be praying for a specific relationship to be restored, but God is preparing to bring someone into your life who will lead you into a deeper, more fulfilling season. You might be praying for just enough financial breakthrough to get by, but God is planning to pour out so much blessing that you'll have more than enough, and you'll be able to bless others. God's plan is always bigger, always greater than we can imagine, and this is why we need to trust him. We need to trust that he knows what he's doing, even when it doesn't make sense to us. We need to trust that if a door hasn't opened yet, it's because he is preparing something better. God's ways are higher. His thoughts are higher, and his plans for your life are far beyond what you can comprehend. So, if you find yourself in a place where the door hasn't opened yet, don't get discouraged. Don't lose hope. God is working on something greater for you. He's aligning things in your favor that you can't even see yet. And here's something I really want you to understand. When God opens the door, it's going to be so much better than anything you could have planned. When that door swings open, it's going to lead you into a season of abundance, a season of peace, a season of joy. It's going to be more than you expected, more than you dreamed of. You're going to look back and say, "Wow, God, your plan was so much better than mine. I'm so glad I waited. I'm so glad I trusted you." Friends, I know that sometimes it's hard to wait. I know that sometimes the delay can feel like God isn't listening, but he is. He's preparing something wonderful for you, and when it's ready, he will open that door. And when he does, you'll see that the wait was worth it. Now let us conclude this message with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this message that reminds us of your power, your goodness, and your perfect plans for our lives. We know that you are always working for our good, even when we can't see it. Father, we pray for every person listening today who is waiting for a breakthrough. You see their hearts, you know their struggles, and you understand their deepest needs. We ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you would begin to open doors for them, doors that no one else can open, doors of opportunity, doors of healing, doors of financial blessing, and doors of peace. Lord, we lift up those who are struggling with financial burdens right now. You are the God who provides, and we trust that you will make a way where there seems to be no way. We ask that you would bring financial miracles into their lives. Open new opportunities for them, Lord. Bring provision from unexpected places, and bless them so abundantly that they will be able to bless others in return. Help them to trust in your timing and your perfect plan, knowing that you will always meet their needs. For those in need of healing, Lord, we ask for your touch. You are the great healer, and we believe that you can restore every body, every mind, and every heart, whether it's physical pain, emotional struggles, or mental health battles. We ask for your healing power to flow into their lives right now. Let them feel your presence, Lord, and remind them that you are close to the brokenhearted. We believe that nothing is too hard for you, and we claim your promises of healing today. Father, We also pray for your divine protection over every person here. In this world, full of challenges and dangers, we ask that you would surround us with your angels and shield us from all harm. Protect our families, our homes, our health. Guard our minds and hearts from worry and fear, and help us to rest in the knowledge that you are always watching over us. Lord, we pray for your peace to fill our hearts as we wait for the doors to open. Help us to trust in your timing, to have patience, and to keep believing that you are working all things together for our good. Strengthen our faith, Lord, so that even when we can't see the way forward, we will know that you are making a way. We thank you, Father, for the miracles you are already preparing for us. We thank you for the financial breakthroughs that are on the way, for the healing that is coming, and for the protection that is always around us. We place our lives, our needs, and our hopes in your hands, trusting that you will lead us into the blessings you have prepared for us. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.